Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. My name is Mark Kay. I'm sitting here with Megan.
Hi.
Also, Justin's hanging out.
No,
that's good. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh, Justin, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, I forgot where I was.
Yeah. And there's this, we're always on Facebook and Instagram, and we're trying to, they tell us to do that kind of
stuff. Pretty much all we do.
But we also enjoy it. And, every now and then something catches our eye or really goes like viral, and you think to yourself, that's really weird. Scott Foley, who is the star of Scandal, or one of the stars of Scandal, he plays like the guy who kills people. Yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way. Also, he was, you may remember him from Felicity. Wasn't he in Felicity, too? Do you remember that?
I have no idea what that even is.
Yeah.
Wait, what, you don't remember Felicity?
No.
Oh, my God. That was a great show.
What was that from?
It was a Fox show with, the late 90s, early 2000s. So Scott Foley is on Instagram, and he posts this picture of himself with his, I guess, son, mm-hmm. and they're eating scrambled eggs with Skippy peanut butter.
It's disgusting.
Wait, I want more of that.
You want more peanut butter on your eggs?
Yeah.
Attaboy. It's a family thing. It's a protein thing.
Yeah, it's a really, really weird thing, and it's kind of disgusting looking.
It's a disgusting thing.
But he posted it, and he got like 52,000 views, 312 comments. So then he had to go back afterward, and he had to post a follow-up where he thanked everybody for watching his first video, which... So, which got him like 42,000 more views with the thing. Yeah, here it is. Let's see. Here he is saying,
"Attaboy."
Oh, hold on, I don't want to hear that.
So, like, half an hour, I get 10,000 likes because I put peanut butter on my eggs. You guys are insane, insane. It's so good. Don't knock it till you try it.
Also, it sounds disgusting.
He's insane for eating that.
But what happened is people are putting all of their weird, like hashtag weird food. Somebody wrote, I have to try peanut butter. I put mayo and crisp iceberg lettuce on white bread and make it a sandwich.
Okay, that's okay.
That just sounds weird. That sounds boring.
No, that's all right. But yeah, but that's like, that's not creepy or disgusting.
I'll try the hummus on my eggs. Just got some yesterday. That sounds gross, too.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that idea either.
My brother makes toast, slathers it with peanut butter, and puts an over-easy egg on top, folds it a bit, and eats it very carefully. He loves it.
I mean, that at least makes more sense, because it's over-easy. I mean, that makes more sense if it's on bread, I feel like, than just to be, like, slathering peanut butter on the eggs.
Somebody wrote, I just realized you're not verified. What's up with Instagram?
Oh, okay, great.
All the ladies on the talk said it wasn't bad. Cheryl couldn't stop eating it. Have you tried cottage cheese and tuna?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm good on that.
That gave me the shivers.
Oh, that is weird.
Megan, smells terrible.
You found a whole list of like celebrities and the horrible stuff they like to eat, right?
So this guy basically prompted a whole entire list of weird celebrity eating habits.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence likes something called a chili pizza sandwich.
Sounds awesome.
She says you have a piece of pizza, you put southern chili on it with noodles, and then another piece of pizza, and then you eat it like a sandwich.
Well, that just sounds delicious. Yum.
That sounds awful.
That sounds phenomenal. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, don't ruin the pizza like that.
She should do like a chili pizza taco, so just like fold it, and then you put the chili in there.
No, it's too much. Yeah. Pizza's fine alone. Leave it alone, people.
It's fine alone, but it could be so much better with some chili on top of it. That's a great
Channing idea. Channing Tatum's favorite sandwich is peanut butter, grape jelly, and then Cheetos on white bread.
That's
interesting.
Look, Channing Tatum's got it going on, so maybe I'll have to try that.
Kourtney Kardashian peels the chocolate off of her Reese's peanut butter cups and eats it first, like a chocolate appetizer. Then she eats Kit Kats really weird. First, she eats the chocolate off both ends and then breaks it. Whatever, no one cares.
Yeah, that's so annoying. I'm already annoyed by that.
Chrissy Teigen mixes her cereals.
That's cool.
Captain Crunch mixed with Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
But they have a Crunch Berry cereal, which is basically the same thing you just described.
I know. So you
they've
do
already
that.
Done that, yeah.
Come on, Chrissy.
Also, Chrissy Teigen's like a gourmet chef. She can't come up with a better breakfast than just mixing two cold cereals together.
That's gourmet. Mix
it together. I don't know. Fergie is one of those people who drinks apple cider vinegar. Oh, I do that. That's not that weird. Mm. Everything else gets like significantly not weird.
Well, 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Do you eat peanut butter on your eggs, or are you of the mindset that that's the most disgusting thing ever? By the way, I really want one of those pizza chili sandwiches now.
Gross.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
Hey, man, what's the weird thing you put in your eggs?
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to comment about the peanut butter. The peanut butter, here in the United States, we only use it, just as peanut butter, but they use it as seasoning in all kinds of other places in the world.
They use it as what?
As seasoning. Like in Africa, they'll use peanut butter to season with a lot of things, from chicken and lamb and a lot of those places.
No, look, I'm okay with like peanut chicken and... Yeah, a lot of Asian cultures have like peanut sauces, yeah, and that's all well and good. But
a great thing for even a pizza omelet is an amazing thing. You get your favorite pizza toppings with a little pizza sauce and cheese.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Omelet, and that is an amazing food. Anybody who has kids, that's the best way to make your kids happy.
I'm okay with a pizza omelet. That sounds great. In college, we used to eat something called a death sandwich, which was a fried egg, cheese, pepperoni, and hot sauce on a bun.
Oh, my God.
It was so good. It's probably why we didn't get a lot of dates, but we ate well. Hey, thanks for calling. Nick from Georgia.
Yes.
Hey, what do you put in your food that's so bizarre, kind of like these peanut butter eggs?
I told Justin, I said, I do love peanut butter, but I'm not putting it on no eggs.
Yeah, no.
I, however, do put ketchup in my grits.
Oh, whoa, why?
In your grits?
Yeah, it's good, especially with cheese grits and eggs and bacon. Yeah, why not?
You put ketchup in your grits?
Yes, sir. Why not? Don't like it till you try.
Yeah.
The only thing I like in grits is cheese.
Yeah.
If there's no cheese in it, then I don't even like grits.
Grits are good, but usually like butter, salt, something like that.
I don't know.
My daughter, I don't know where she got this. My sister used to do it when I was a kid, and it grossed me out, and now my daughter does it. Yeah, puts ketchup in her mac and cheese.
That's gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
You put ketchup in grits, dude.
Yeah, but I also put the butter, the salt. The
oh, okay, all right. Well, we put butter and salt in the mac and cheese too. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Yeah, it's there's something about that. It's the color. I don't like the deep red color it becomes.
Yeah, that's gross.
And 3-4 mac and cheese has to have that perfect orangey.
Why would you mess with mac and cheese, though?
I know. Like, I feel like God
so
made it
good
perfect.
Alone, except for it's kind of good if you go to a barbecue place and you put barbecue sauce in it. You ever tried that?
No, but I'll put hot sauce in my mac and cheese.
See, that's good too.
Or some little bacon bits, lobster mac and cheese. Man, I'm
just
like,
throw some lobster in there while you're at it.
Yeah, you've never had lobster mac and cheese?
No, it's delicious. I have.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, but you got some lobster laying
around.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't put ketchup on a lobster mac and cheese. That just ruins it.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, see, finally 95. We agree on something.
Finally. You do not put ketchup in lobster mac and cheese. It only took 7 years. 340-9595. What weird crap do you eat? Hey, Taylor from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
First time caller. This is very exciting for me.
Oh, and it's exciting for us, too.
Yes.
It's exciting for us, too. And I'm excited that the first time you call in is to tell us something that's probably going to disgust us.
Well, so I called to tell you guys that my wife likes eating waffles in the morning with peanut butter and hot sauce.
Hot sauce. See, the hot sauce throws me off. I wonder how that goes.
I'm okay with that. That sounds delicious. You know
really?
What it is? That it reminds me of like chicken and waffles from Metro, where they put them.
Oh,
they bring you maple syrup with hot sauce in it.
Oh, it's just so, so weird and disgusting. I've only ever put like butter and maple syrup on there. But the worst part is she's teaching my kids to do it as well.
Yeah. I'm okay
See,
with peanut butter
no,
and hot sauce.
No, I can get down with the peanut butter on the waffles. That's cool. But I don't know. The hot sauce, I think it might be a step over the board.
I'll be honest with you.
Peanut butter and hot sauce.
There is nothing I can think of that hot sauce on would not make better.
I will put hot sauce on any,
like literally. Eggs, peanut butter.
I don't think you mean literally.
No, literally.
You're not going to put it on your apple that you just ate or your Luna bar that you just ate.
Maybe not on my peppermint chocolate Luna bar.
See, that's what I'm
saying. Although, have you ever had like a jalapeno pepper chocolate? Or
yeah,
they have,
that's
like,
really good.
Yeah, so maybe
like the
I would.
Chili pepper chocolate.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Good. We appreciate it. Maybe not with the peppermint, though.
No.
This is Jennifer from Palatka. Also, those chili mochas that we used to drink. I'm telling you, man, peppers, they're great.
With chocolate. Yeah.
Jennifer from Palatka, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. What weird stuff are you eating in Palatka?
Well, I take soy sauce and put it on my scrambled eggs.
You put soy sauce on your scrambled eggs?
I don't think that's that weird because that's like salt.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. That's not, I can see that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I eat is I take a tortilla You take cream cheese and then you put honey on it and roll it up. It's really good.
Turkey and what?
Tortilla.
No, not turkey. It's tortilla.
Oh.
Cream cheese and honey.
Oh, that would be good.
It is really good.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Even if you add some turkey in there, that would probably be good.
Yeah. And some hot sauce. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I'm telling you what, you switch the tortilla
for
an everything bagel and throw on some lox and, tomato. I'm good with that. Jessica from Kings Bay, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, Jessica. What do you eat in Kings Bay that's so weird and gross?
Okay, so do you know how Sonny's sells garlic bread there? And it's like really, really buttery.
Yeah.
And like it has like a lot of herbs and cheese on it.
It's like a Texas toast almost.
Yeah. I love dipping it in ketchup.
Oh, what?
And eating that.
Yeah, I could kind of see that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Some people don't like ketchup on their burgers, which I feel is weird. Like my wife, she's like, I don't want ketchup anywhere near my hamburger.
Oh, I like it.
That's weird.
I thought that was like a staple.
Ketchup and mustard together, great combo.
Yeah.
Excellent combo.
You ever put mayo on your burger too?
Ew, no, I don't like mayo.
Oh,
unless it's in chicken salad, then I don't like it.
And with some hot sauce and lobster. Nicole from the West Side, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. What's the weird thing you eat, Nicole?
My dad introduced me to it. It's the peanut butter on an egg thing, but you put it in a flour tortilla, so it's like a top breakfast taco.
That is so weird.
That is interesting.
It's delicious.
So you eat the peanut butter and eggs too, but so that you can take it on the run, you put it in a flour tortilla.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel better about it since there's some type of bread. Because then you like have somewhere to put the peanut butter. I hate the idea of peanut butter just like melting all
it's
over
like
your,
melting
eggs.
In your eggs. Yeah,
it's like peanut butter like on toast, but it's on a tortilla.
With eggs.
Throw some protein on top. It's delicious.
That's lots of protein in that little sandwich.
That sure is, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 340-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.